Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at windowskansascity.com.
Building on our theme of pushing back against the lunacy we see everywhere, we present Charlotte O'Hara. Charlotte is a Johnson County commissioner in Kansas representing District 3, and she's on a mask-ending mission. She filed a lawsuit against the Blue Valley School District, has ripped the commission for extending the mandate, and on this podcast, she's naming names. Think of this as a blueprint for all of us, no matter where you live. Find out who's running your county and call them. Go to a meeting. Be heard. Make a difference. Lose the mask. Charlotte's about to bust out one dirty little secret. She says boards like the Johnson County Commission are scared to death of the public. She says they all know the public hates these mandates, but since everyone is complying and nobody's getting fined, why change? Well, it's time to upset that little apple cart, starting with this audience. So let's do it. Brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction. Online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron Buck's team is available 24/7 for emergencies, so you can sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Elite Automation, designing and installing intelligent building automation systems that can save you thousands off your utilities at your school, church, office building, you name it. Make your building great again with Elite Automation, specializing in retrofitting and consulting. Online at eliteautomate.com. And Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. Customers at Roberts Robinson say, we just make it easy. Ask for Mike or Tim on the showroom floor. When you go visit, they got a great selection of pre-owned inventory right now. You can get your car serviced there at a fair price. They'll even pick it up and return it for you. It's all at robertsrobinson.com, where service is everything. And Chevrolet, find new roads at robertsrobinson.com. Charlotte O'Hara is a piece of work. I'm just going to tell you. She hadn't worn a mask in forever because she knows the dirty little secret. They ain't going to fine you. They're not going to do anything to you. And it isn't going to hurt the business no matter where you are. This is going to be fun. Hit it.
Back 9 Development is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at back9development.com.
Our conversation is with Johnson County Commissioner Charlotte O'Hara. She's the representative in District 3 of Johnson County. She recently filed a lawsuit against the Blue Valley School District over their mask mandate. If you go to her webpage where she is the commissioner from District 3, she has a quote on there that says, it's time to get back to the business of life. I love this, and I think I love Charlotte O'Hara because she's running around trying her best to not wear a mask, as am I. I made 2 ventures into grocery stores in the last week without wearing my mask, and nobody said a word. We're making progress. Charlotte, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I am very well, but I want to make a correction. The suit was not against the mask mandate. It was against the school district for lack of access. They denied me access to a hearing because I have a hearing issue. I have really severe tinnitus. And so I have an exemption under the mask mandate, and the school district refused to acknowledge that. And so, yes, I was there on a hearing against the mask mandate, but I was just there as moral support for a friend.
And you weren't going to wear your mask, and they threw a fit. And what did they do? Did they kick you out or refuse you entry?
Well, okay, this is really interesting because when we got there, we were allowed into the lobby without masks. I was there with 3 other women, and all of us have medical exemptions. And we were allowed into the lobby, and we explained why we weren't wearing masks. And then when we were going to go in for the hearing, suddenly the district's attorney, she came out and said, you cannot go in. As well as there was a couple of police officers there and some other district staff, that you cannot go into the hearing unless you wear a mask. And I said, absolutely, I will not wear my mask. And so they denied me entrance, and so I left.
Okay, this was a public hearing, right? Anybody was eligible to go?
Yes, okay. Public, you signed up.
Right, sure.
And on their website, they had no mention that they demanded that you show your exemption, that you carry your, basically, pass, you know. And I was like, no, I don't have to do that. Right. I do have an exemption, but they refused that. And actually, one of the women that brought a grievance against Blue Valley, she actually had her exemption in writing, and they refused to even look at it and made her wear a mask. I mean, it was just, bad. It was really bad. And I've been all over the county without a mask. I've testified in Edgerton and Olathe and Lenexa in front of the city council, had no issues. I've been at the Parks and Rec. At the county commission meetings, I don't wear a mask. And it was not an issue, but at Blue Valley,
right,
it's an issue.
So a judge...
So they denied me access.
And a judge tossed it out, which, and I don't know that it's technically a technicality, but it sounded like it to me. They basically said, you don't have a child in the Blue Valley School District, so it doesn't apply to you. I'm like, what the hell is that? If it's a public meeting,
right,
it's a public meeting. You're a Johnson County Commissioner. You
right,
can go.
Right. Well, yes, but you can't file. It's the SB 40, the wonderful bill that the Republicans touted as this is the way that we can, you know, fight back, that individuals can file actions against the government, a governmental entity, to ensure their civil liberties. Oh yeah, right. That bill is so flawed. And Senator Warren has now acknowledged that, and they're trying to repair it, but I think it's beyond repair. The judicial branch basically flipped it. Originally, the intent was that the government had to prove their actions were constitutional or, you know, fell within the law. And the district court judge and the state Supreme Court judge, and I can't remember, it was the county, it's Judge Kelly Ryan, and I can't remember who the state Supreme Court justice who wrote the procedural rules. They flipped it. No, it's back on the person who files the action against the governmental entity. But on the standing, right in SB 40, it says that on school districts, you have to have a child in school or an employee of the district or a guardian of a child in school.
Ridiculous.
So the news is that you live in Blue Valley School District, that you, as a taxpayer, unless you have a kid in school or you are an employee of the school district, you have no standing.
No standing. So what they basically did was... They've basically on all of this stuff, they've taken innocent until proven guilty and flipped it to guilty until proven innocent. Basically is what's happened with so many things in this entire country. Really?
Yep.
That's basically what Democrats want to do with almost everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is bad. Really, really bad.
So right now through April 30th, the end of the month, we still have the mask mandate in Johnson County. There's going to be a big vote again next week. What's going to happen? Is this going to get extended through May? Can you just tell me what you and the other six votes on the commission, which is now a liberal commission, it was a 5-2 vote last time. It was just you,
right,
and you and Michael Ashcraft voted against it, I think. The other five are apparently liberals now in Johnson County, because on the ballot, you don't know who the Republican or who the Democrat is. When you go vote, you don't know. So the Democrats have worked their way, weaseled their way in and taken over this board. And now what's going to happen? Are they going to extend this thing?
I would argue that, yes, I believe we have three Democrats on the board, but we have two Republicans who are voting as Democrats.
Who are they?
So
do we name names here?
Chairman Eilert voted for the mandate,
okay,
and Jeff Myers, I believe, is a Republican from Shawnee, and he voted for the mandate.
Mm.
So it really doesn't matter of the political party. You really have to do your homework. No longer can you just look at the R and say, oh, that's who I need to vote
right,
for.
But sometimes, Charlotte, sometimes it's just for voters. And look, you know voters. Not everybody that walks in there and votes is going to be educated on all this stuff. And I don't know nearly enough about Johnson County as I should. We follow a lot of national issues and bigger things, I think, people do than local, which is the opposite of the way it should be. But it does help when you go in there and you want to vote for somebody. If there's two candidates, and there's one Republican and one Democrat, I know who I'm voting for, even if I don't know the issue. And if I get stuck with that island, I get stuck with Jeff Myers. It's just part of the deal, but I'll take my chances. What I'm hearing you say is if people listening to this podcast right now live in District 2, which is Jeff Myers, which is my home district. Mm-hmm. I'm not currently there because I'm renting, but we're moving back into District 2. Pound Jeff Myers right now. I mean, hammer him. If you know him, hammer Jeff Myers in District 2 and Ed Eilert, the chairman of the commission, and say, listen, if you get those flipped, we've got this thing and the mandate's gone?
Right.
So those are the two guys.
Michael Ashcraft and me.
You're good.
We're fine.
You're good. So Ed Eilert and Jeff Myers. Anybody that lives in Johnson County needs to contact Ed Eilert or Jeff Myers and tell them to end the mask madness. When does this happen? Is the vote next week? Tell me what the process here is and what you're going to be voting on next week.
It is not on the agenda. It was not on our agenda review, but they may choose to put it on. I think that all of the commissioners are getting pretty tired of this because they are getting hammered. So hammer them all.
Okay. Hammer them all. And they need to, if there's no action, does it expire April 30th and it's over?
I believe that is true, but I'm sure that we will take a vote.
Right.
And I'm sure that what it will be changed to is highly recommended.
Yeah, which is not enforceable, right? And then it becomes a decision by private businesses?
Right. Then it will become decisions of private businesses. Right.
Then I'm going to organize people to walk around to private businesses and walk in and tell them, we're not supporting your business because of your policy, and then walk out. And that's what conservatives need to do, because this is not the will of the American people. This is the crazy left, Charlotte. I think we're in agreement on this. This is the crazy left enforcing their visions on us and making everyone else feel guilty. Before we started the podcast, you shared some stories that you've heard from some of your constituents that just feel terrible walking around in public because of the way they're made to feel by doing this.
Oh, and me too. I mean, I don't want to go into any stores because I won't wear my mask. And if I go in, I feel like that I'm just going to be bludgeoned. And that's horrible. I actually have an exemption, but people have been so conditioned to be so afraid that fear has turned into anger, which turns into hate. It's dangerous. I mean, this is absolutely dangerous. And I believe that it was done purposefully.
It's about control. They're trying to control us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And wait until the COVID passes come.
Oh, God.
That you have to show your documentation that you have taken the vaccine. I am not going to take the vaccine. I have extreme moral and religious objections to these vaccines, and I absolutely will not take one. Right. And that probably will cause me to be a second class citizen because I won't be able to go to a lot of functions.
Yeah. So let me,
it is.
Can Johnson County residents address the commission? For example, could I come speak on this issue and have the entire board hear me?
Yes, you can. You still have to pre-register, which I don't understand why. We just got back into in-person meetings. We've only had two in-person because, honestly, the board is terrified of the public. They do not want to see you. They don't want to hear from you. And that really was the reason that they went to Zoom for the meetings, virtual.
So how do I do this? If I want to come, and what do I get? Like 2 minutes? I mean, do they have a certain amount of time that you get? Where do I sign up? And how can I do this?
2 minutes. Okay, you have to go out to joco.gov.org, and there's a place on the website that you can sign up. And if you have any difficulties, just find the number and call and they'll direct you as to how you can. So you still have to sign up, and you get 2 minutes to talk, and you don't have to wear your mask. They do not enforce it. So if you want to come and visit with us, I'd love to see you.
When is it? When can I do this?
That is for the Thursday meeting. So that would be the April 22nd meeting.
Thursday, April 22nd.
I'm canceling.
I'm going to try to sign up. Now, will they screen me out, or does everybody that signs up get to go?
Oh, unless there's more than 50, you'll be good to go.
What's the most you've ever had?
Oh, gosh. Since I've been on the board, it hasn't been that many. But at one time, I think that there probably were at least 30 or 40 people that spoke to the board.
Okay.
But that was prior to me being sworn in.
And how many people fit in the room?
That was probably back in December.
What's the seating capacity in the room?
They don't allow anybody in the room except staff.
You have
to come in one at a time.
Oh, brother.
It's terrible.
So where does everybody wait?
Terrible.
Everybody just, there's a super spreader out in the lobby? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Idiots. Charlotte, yes. Come on. This is lunacy.
Don't tell me. I know that. It is absolute. Our civil liberties have absolutely been shredded. Shredded. And the only chains of tyranny that are forged in Johnson County is the compliance, because there's not been one fine assessed. The sheriff has no interest in going out and telling people that they have to wear masks. And the district attorney, I believe the number was, we have 400 cases backlog because of government restrictions during this past year. So
wow.
COVID hasn't created this. It's the government. We have 400 criminals. We have 400 criminal cases as a backlog.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much, Governor Kelly. Thank you very much, state legislature. Mm-hmm. And thank you very much, Johnson County government.
So
this is a mess. 25% of our small businesses we lost in 2020. They're gone. 25%.
Wow.
Our unemployment rate is,
go ahead.
Almost doubled.
Doubled.
This has been an unmitigated disaster. We've taken $116 million from the federal government, and where'd it go? Well, some of it went to small businesses, not that much. Basically, all of the costs of COVID, $116 million, and our expenditures on an annual basis is about $800 million. And there's going to be more federal money coming.
Yeah, no, didn't we put in lights and cameras at a soccer field or something with that money?
That was one thing that the city of Overland Park applied for.
Yeah.
And then, but that was county money.
Right.
Yes, we were going to give them money for that.
Yeah.
And then they backed out. They figured out that was not going to fly really well as far as PR.
I remember Overland Park was arguing that it was for safety and security. Like, oh, okay. what it really was so the parents and grandparents could sit at home and watch the soccer games on Zoom it's just insane. We've lost our minds. So I want to go back to something you said. You said there were zero fines issued in Johnson County. That's for people not wearing masks. How about businesses?
Right.
Have any businesses been in any trouble?
No.
Because every time
Don
I go
Toledo's?
In a business, if I go in a business, I went in one in Missouri last week, and we walked in and nobody in there was wearing one. Okay. But we were the only customers walking in. It was that kind of a business. It was just people that worked there. And I said, hey, listen, don't worry about us. The guy gets up and comes to the door to greet us. And he puts his mask on. Don't worry about us. We won't wear ours. And so we were all fine. And some other guy from the back of the room goes, well, Clay County, da, 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 da. And I said, sir, they're not going to enforce that. And he goes, you got to put them on. Clay County, we don't want to get in trouble here as a business. So you're telling me if I walk in a business and they say, you have to put your mask on or we're going to get in trouble, they're lying.
that would be an inaccurate statement.
Okay.
You know Don Cholito's?
Yes. Love Don Cholito's.
They've been visited by some county officials, and the owner basically said, get lost. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. And you know what? His business went up. His business went through the roof.
Right. And so when we extended this, I warned the commission. I said, you are going to look like fools because there's no enforcement on this. This is a total charade. It is a total charade, but yet look at how the people have capitulated.
It's unbelievable.
Look at how they've capitulated. Oh, it's frightening. So what we need to focus on the local level, and we need to have people run for office. This year we have every school board, every city council, the water board. We have that, and we have JCCC. All of these positions are extremely important. We need good, solid conservatives to run for those. The filing deadline is around June the 1st, and if there's more than two, there will be a primary in August, and then the general will be in November. And we desperately need people to run for these offices.
And I know we're talking specifically about Johnson County. We have a wide audience. A lot of people outside of Johnson County listen to this podcast. It applies in your county or your district too. Okay, this is everywhere.
Absolutely.
This is universal. Anywhere around the country, I get emails from Texas and California. I've got listeners all over the place. This is for everyone.
Absolutely.
Get involved somehow.
Absolutely. At the local level. If you feel like that you cannot run, find a candidate that you can support, that you can contribute money to, that you can go out and walk for. This is not an easy thing to run for political office. And then remember, it's not catch and release. You elect someone, and then you have to stay in contact with them to hold their feet to the fire, because the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats, and the lobbyists have such a moderating influence and that's who they hear from. They don't hear from the constituents. You cannot elect and then neglect. You have to stay involved. And this is your country. This is your future. And yeah, it's a pain in the butt, but that's what you have to do if you want your country back. And it has to start at the local level. We have to rebuild from the local level up. You cannot expect to elect at the national level and have lasting change.
Right.
Because entirely different game there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's very smart. That's the smartest thing I've heard in a long time. That is exactly right. It blows around in the wind. So can you look into your crystal ball and tell me what's going to happen here at this meeting on the 22nd? And you think April 30th is the end of the mask mandate in Johnson County?
What I am hearing from other commissioners, from people that have contacted them, and then they contact me, I believe that there's probably five votes that will say no, we do not want to extend this, but we are going to say recommended.
Okay.
That masks.
That's
and
progress.
Social distancing.
That's progress.
Oh, it's progress, but people absolutely have to embrace their freedom and say, you cannot do this to me. You cannot force me to take a vaccine. You cannot force me to wear a mask. You cannot force me. Social distancing, that is such an oxymoron. Really? No. We are social beings. We need each other, and we are being so divided, and it's dangerous. And there's lots of people that agree with me and lots of people who disagree with me. And the people that disagree with me, I email them back and I say, thank you for contacting me. We disagree on this issue, but the most important thing going forward is that we have to learn to communicate with each other in a civil manner, and we can agree to disagree, and then we can find issues that we can agree on and work on. But this divisiveness, it's a cancer.
Yeah.
It's an absolute cancer.
It is.
And it's going to destroy us.
It's terrible because it's what Democrats want. It's the way they win elections. It's the way they gain power. Oh. To me, this is such a simple issue. This government control because of COVID is so simple at this point. The vaccine is available to everyone in America. Everyone is 14 months in. We know whether we're vulnerable, whether we're in a high-risk category or not. We know enough about that now. We also know if we've had COVID or not. Every single American can make their own choice now whether they want to leave their house or not.
Oh,
this is absolute insanity.
Well, we should have never, ever capitulated at the beginning. But I think lots of people, the first 2 weeks, okay, I can do this. Let's what was it?
15 days to control the spread, yeah.
Right.
Well, the late, great Rush Limbaugh said for many, many, many years, he said, you can't give the Democrats anything because it will never be enough. It's never enough. They want more. And you know where they're going with this? You know where they're going with this? If you think they controlled you over a virus, wait till they get their hands in people scaring them to death that the climate change is going to kill everybody on Earth.
That's next.
Sure it is,
that's
because next. These same people fell in line on this are going to buy hook, line, and sinker that we're going to boil ourselves to death under the sun. And everybody, this was never going to kill everybody. The virus wasn't. But global warming will. Global warming will kill us all.
I know. It is. We no longer live in a free society that has truth and facts in its media at all. I mean, it's propaganda.
You're right.
It's propaganda. And but I would encourage your listeners to go and listen to Governor DeSantis' roundtable. It is marvelous. He recorded it on the 18th of March, and YouTube has kicked it off. But you can go to thefloridachannel.org. And you can go back through the archives. It's about on page 14 or 15. And it is wonderful.
Right.
These doctors from Stanford and Harvard and Oxford, they absolutely decimate.
That's awesome.
Decimate what we have done as far as, they call it the worst public health disaster, but because of what we've done, that kids should have never been out of school, that they should never wear masks, that we should have protected our vulnerable, and just on and on and on. I don't listen to videos, watch videos, or listen to podcasts. Sorry, but I don't. But this one, I listened to almost 45 minutes of it, and it is spot on. Just Fauci's recommendations, his leadership is nothing but tyranny. It's just tyranny. And it just makes me want to cry. But what we have to do is that we have to stand, and we have to run for office, and we have to voice the truth. I say that we actually now in this world, we are post the age of reason. Because if you counter the narrative, it is way worse than the Salem witch hunt. Way worse.
You just get canceled.
You are denigrated. Yeah. You are shamed. You know, it's just absolutely horrible.
It's crazy.
The whole thing is just horrible. So we just have to stand up. You have to stand up, and you have to say, no, I am not going to do this. And it's hard. It's really hard.
Well, we'll send everybody the FloridaChannel.org from March 18th, Governor DeSantis. And I'm going to send everybody there. Yeah. You go to kkhasissues.com and listen to my podcast from this morning, and I'll play a clip on there of Jim Jordan letting Fauci have it, which I think you're going to love. Jim Jordan just undressed Dr. Fauci yesterday. And if you haven't seen that clip, it's awesome. What would you ask if you were on Capitol Hill and there was a hearing with Dr. Fauci? What would you ask or say to him?
What are you doing to us? Why are you doing this to us? What is the purpose behind your actions? Because it's obviously not public health. And you are the architect of a terrible, terrible tragedy in this country. The widening of the chasm between people. And that is unconscionable because as a country, we have to learn to pull together or there will be nothing left.
That's right. Because it's tragic that people died. It's a tragic number that people have died of COVID. It is a tiny fraction of the 350 million of us that were affected by what you're talking about. And that is every single person in America had their life changed, altered in some meaningful way because of these policies. And that affected everyone.
Right. Absolutely. So in the UK, they have now admitted that 23% of their COVID deaths was that 23% were in error, that the people did not die of COVID. They died with COVID.
Sure. Right.
They had COVID, but they did not die from COVID.
Right.
And our numbers are going to be KDHE. They only release COVID death numbers. They refuse to let any other numbers be seen. I did a Kansas Open Records request, and they refused to give me the numbers. They refused.
Wow.
And the staff at Johnson County, they refused to do a quora for me as a county commissioner. So I had to do it as just a normal person, and they denied me access, as they have denied everyone access. These numbers are absolutely false.
Wow.
We really don't know. And if you don't have the information, how can you possibly make good decisions?
Right.
This whole thing's been gamed. It's bad.
Well, go.
It is really bad.
Go get them on the 22nd. All right, we're rooting for you. I'm going to talk to my wife and see if I can get signed up. I might take my 2 minutes worth out there on Thursday night.
Well,
and
that'd be great.
And see if some friends or somebody want to go and see if we can't help or
right.
make a difference. It's just got to
right.
end. And I know this for a lot of people. This is not specific to Johnson County. I can't say that enough during this podcast. This is everywhere. Get involved. Find out what's going on where you live. And if you're
right.
tired of it, don't take it anymore. I was in Clinton, Missouri yesterday speaking at the Rotary Club. And it's amazing in places like Clinton, Missouri, it's like there is no COVID. You don't see masks.
Right.
They just don't,
Mm-hmm.
So what we've allowed to happen in most cities is we've allowed the liberals to just take over the way it's mind control. They control our thoughts, what we can say, and the way we act and what we do. We've allowed them to do this. We have to fight back.
Yes.
We cannot let them
yes.
take over our lives just because we choose to live in a city.
Right. Right. So, yeah. Go look in the mirror. If you want to know who's at fault, just go look in the
that's
mirror.
Right. You're right.
You'll find it.
You're right.
Okay.
All right. Charlotte, you're awesome. Thank you very
okay.
much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
And best of luck. Keep up
okay.
the great work for District 3.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. There is Charlotte O'Hara, District 3 Commissioner in Johnson County, Kansas, and she has filed lawsuits. She's doing everything she can to end the mask mandate. There are two commissioners out of seven that voted against the current mandate. The other one is Michael Ashcraft in District 5. And you heard her say, look, there's two other Republicans on this board that went the other way. They're just scared. They're scared. The Republicans are scared to vote as Republicans. And the reason they're scared is they just don't want to be wrong. They're, oh, we'll be safe for one more month. We'll be safe for one more month. That's just saturation of media, big tech, Twitter, and all this crap getting into their heads, having them do something they know isn't really the right thing to do. I mean, there's no reason to think that it's going to make a difference at this point. Okay, we have a vaccine, for crying out loud. Anybody can get it. Why do we have to wear masks if everyone can get the vaccine and the government's paying for it? So get involved in your local community. Don't be afraid to go out. You heard her say that, and it's this way pretty much everywhere. Nobody's enforcing this stuff. She said not one fine for not wearing a mask in Johnson County during COVID. Not one. Not one. Even at the worst points 9 months ago, not one. Not one person got fined. And then I thought it was really interesting. She said no fines for businesses. So if businesses think they're going to get in trouble for this, they're not. It has not happened. And she said the board in Johnson County, the board, the seven commissioners, the board is terrified of the public. They are so afraid that the public is going to catch on to what they're doing. They're just, you know, CYAing over there, trying to do the right thing because the Democrats tell you what the right thing is. But they know what the will of the people is in Johnson County. They know people in Johnson County don't want this mask mandate. They're terrified of the public. The meeting is Thursday, the 22nd. Johnson County Commission. You can sign up at jocogov.org. If you want your 2 minutes to go speak in front of that board, jocogov.org. Take your 2 minutes worth. Signups begin on Tuesday, the 20th. The meeting is Thursday, the 22nd. Pretty cool stuff right there. The votes that have to be flipped are Representative Chairman Eilert and Representative Myers from District 5, which is actually my district when we move back to where we've lived for all these years. This conversation was brought to you by Fry Orthodontics. 12 area locations online, fryorthodontics.com, Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, joslynsjewelry.com, and bstock.net in their outlet store at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. Charlotte O'Hare is different. Charlotte O'Hare is a different person. You could tell by the interview, she's different. She is not a polished politician. Her degree was in education. She has a lot of different businesses, and her family's tied to businesses in the area. She is conservative to the core, but she's not a great polished politician. You heard her there. She doesn't really like media. She doesn't pay attention to things that are being said. She grew up and has been forged with what she believes is right and wrong, and that's what she's doing. And she's standing on principle, and she's filing lawsuits, and she's challenging everyone at every turn that this is hurting us more than it's helping us. And that's what my Friday morning podcast was about. You know, I'm sitting here looking at a 3-to-1 ratio. If the COVID deaths are 75% of the increase in number of deaths, and the other 25% in increase in deaths in 2020 were suicide, homicide, drugs, overdose, things like that, those are from the lockdown. We think we helped COVID. We don't know that we really helped COVID. You know, my thought all along was it has to pass through, right? People have to get it, get immunity. Not everybody's going to die from it. It's a low death rate. You know, it's a considerably low death rate. And we also know that if you have a pre-existing condition or you're overweight or have diabetes or you're old, you're in bigger danger. Those were the people to take care of and stay home and lock down, not the rest of us. We did this wrong. There is no doubt we did this wrong. And we got to get that through to people, and we have to make a difference on the local level. And it's time to open up Kansas City and open it up everywhere. The states that are open are doing better than the states that are closed. This we know. Florida and Texas are doing fine. Everything's good. And they got a lot of old people in those states too. Florida's maybe the oldest state in America, right? All the retirees that are there. So way to go, Charlotte O'Hara. We're proud of you. She's doing her part. She doesn't need this. I think her family's got a bunch of businesses and a bunch of money, whatever. She doesn't need to be doing this. She's a first term. She went and did this because she couldn't stand what was going on. So her challenge to everyone is find something, whether it's a school board, city council, community college board, county commission, state representative, whatever it may be, find a way to go make a difference. Volunteer for somebody, go door to door, do something. Do something to help. I'm going to do it right here. I'm going to try to do more than right here. We'll see exactly what I come up with. I may or may not, I'll let you know next week. We'll start talking about it next week, whether I want to go out there Thursday night. If I heard from enough people or thought we'd get enough people out there to make a real show, that'd be really cool. You know, if we get 75 or 100 people to show up and stand on the steps out front and make some noise and let the commissioners know we're there, the bad part is you can't go into the meeting. I don't know what kind of an impact you can have by having a group show up if you can't go in. If we could pack the place and carry signs and, you know, overwhelm them and fill their room, that'd be great. But they won't let you in. They won't let you in. That's not democracy. They'll let you wait outside, come in for 2 minutes and speak and leave, but they won't let you show as a group that we're here protesting, objecting, whatever it may be. Those commissioners aren't going through the front door. They'll never see us. We get out front with a bunch of signs, we put 100, 200 people out there or something, they'd never see us. They're coming in the back way. They won't even know we're there. I mean, they're making democracy impossible. Everything in the lockdowns, that's all they've done. Zoom is killing the world. I'm telling you, it's awful. You know, I was exchanging emails with somebody in the media, I'm going to keep it private, who is very far left and knows that I'm very far right. And it was about access to teams because I'd made comments in a podcast that a lot of people in the local media are afraid of the Chiefs because they can't get access. You know, they don't want to be denied press credentials or access or whatever. And my argument to this person was, you've already lost access. You have nothing to lose in the grand scheme of things. And these liberals actually think they still have access to professional sports teams. Like, okay, so you get to sit in the press box and eat the meal and have the popcorn and watch the game. And then when the game's over, what do you do? Oh, you plug your computer in, your camera comes on, you're sitting in the press box, and you ask the coach down in a sterile room, you get one question of the coach. You think that's access? That's not access. You don't go in the locker room. You can't do one-on-one interviews. There's none of that stuff. There's no access anymore. COVID killed access to everything. They killed access to the Johnson County Commission. They killed access to sports teams. They killed access, as Ms. O'Hara just said right there, they killed access to between you and your representatives that don't want to see you. Jim Jordan went on a rant about this. He says, there's no representation anymore. The constituents cannot go and get in front of the people they elected and voiced their concerns because they've closed access to everything. Here's a great rule of thumb that COVID taught us all. If someone is trying to restrict your access to them, they're doing something they don't want you to know. They're doing something wrong. The Democrats are awesome at restricting access. How much restricted access do we have to Joe Biden compared to Donald Trump? And this is ridiculous. You're hiding something. You don't want to talk about your policies. You don't want to make a mistake. You don't want to make news. Basically, the Democrats don't want Americans to know what they're doing. They just want to try to jam things through and deal with stuff down the road. They know their policies are not popular. And they know they don't work, but they do every step of the way. Everything they do gives them more control. And COVID was that. COVID was their elixir to Donald Trump. Donald Trump was going to win in a landslide. If there was no COVID, you know, they did with COVID what they'd previously done with the Russia collusion, with Ukraine, with all these other things they tried to get Trump on. Those didn't stick. COVID did, because people were afraid of their lives. Nobody was afraid of their life if Russia was interfering with an election. They just weren't. But once they scared you that you were going to die of a virus, they had Trump right where they wanted him. That gave them the opportunity to change the way the election worked. Massive tens of millions of mail-in ballots were sent out that were unverified, did not require ID. Somehow they flooded in the middle of the night after Trump had basically won the election. Boxes and boxes and boxes of them came in, and Biden wins. And Joe Biden is the most popular president in American history, and he got 20 million more votes than Barack Obama. Yeah, right. But it was their shining moment. They pulled it off. And when they can scare you, when they can control you with your thoughts, when they can convince you you're going to die, they got you. Then you need the government. Charlotte O'Hara on her website has a quote that says, "Trust your own initiative for your health instead of hoping the government has the answers." It's her motto right there on her website. She believes in vitamins every day, thinks that's your best chance to build your immune system and be safe. There you have it, Charlotte O'Hara. Hope you found it interesting, but at least some people are out there fighting this good fight. And I know it's just a mask. But we can't, like this audience right here, we can't be the people that just say, it's not that much of an inconvenience. I'm going to the grocery store. I'll put it on. No, carry it in your hand. If you want somebody, if you want a virtue signal that, hey, I've got a mask, carry it in your hand. They'll know. Or just bag it. Keep it in your pocket. Don't have it at all. Look, if somebody comes up the produce section and says, I really would like, the manager walks up and says, I'd really like you to put your mask on. I'll put it on if he asks nicely. Somebody gets in my face and demands it, I'm going to tell them I don't have to. I'm not going to get fined. And if the management wants to kick me out, they can. I'm not going to fight with somebody in public over this. I'll walk away from it. But we got to be the people that start doing this. And the more people that walk around without them, the more normal that looks. Close your ears. Don't listen to people when they say it. This isn't going to go away. And Jim Jordan nailed it with Fauci. They don't want it to go away. This is their, you know, this is like a, you know, this is their ribbon. This is their blue ribbon, their gold ribbon, right? They see people wearing masks. They're like, we're winning. We are winning. Look at this glorious crowd of people with masks on. We got them. We are so smart and so good, and we control them. That's what they think. And that's what they do. And this audience, for crying out loud, we got to start. We got to start going places without, and just flat don't worry about it. Somebody says something to you, don't fight with them. Walk away. Just walk away and be yourself. Charlotte O'Hara, Johnson County Commissioner. Meeting is Thursday night, the 22nd. And she thinks what they will do is not have a mandate after the 30th. They will have a recommendation. They recommend that you wear a mask. There you have it. Charlotte O'Hara on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.